Answers from attorneys on Ask the Expert are not substitutes for the advice of an attorney. Ask the Expert is a public forum, and questions and responses are not private or confidential or protected by the attorney-client privilege. Attorney is not your attorney, and any statement by attorney is not legal advice. You should not understand any statement in response to any question to propose specific action or address specific circumstances, but only to give you a sense of general principles of law that might affect the situation you describe. Application of these general principles to particular circumstances must be done by a lawyer who has spoken with you in confidence, learned all relevant information, and explored various options. Before acting on these general principles, you should hire a lawyer licensed to practice law in the jurisdiction to which your question pertains. Many legal matters are time-sensitive. You should act without delay in order to protect your rights and interests. By answering questions, attorneys do not form attorney-client relationships with callers.
The following Ask the Expert show is a paid advertisement provided by Aronson & Moss Law Firm, and airing of the program is not to be considered endorsement or recommendation. The opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WMT or Clear Channel Media and Entertainment.
Well, good morning and welcome to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne, along with Jim Raddick. Jim Raddick is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jim.
It's a beautiful day out there.
It is a beautiful day.
And you're here to talk a little bit about the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. But first, let's talk about you individually. Jim, what areas do you like to work in?
The concentrations that I have at Aronson & Moss that the other attorneys don't do are some personal bankruptcy. That's for individuals filing Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. I also do a lot of estate planning and probate work. You know, if somebody needs to do a will, if they want to do a living trust as a will substitute, if unfortunately somebody in your family dies, I can help, you know, maneuver you through the legal requirements of getting property transferred.
Well, we always need an attorney if somebody passes, unfortunately, and to get through the estate.
Right. And sometimes it goes easier than other times. There's some shortcuts that you can use if you have a smaller estate. I just talked to a woman about that this morning.
Well, that's a good thing. So if you have an estate situation, why, give Jim Raddick a call. Now let's talk about the Aronson & Moss Law Firm, and tell me about the law firm in general and who you have working there.
Sure. Well, there are five attorneys, and in addition to me, two of them have been here on Ask the Expert, you know, at alternating weeks. That's Rebecca Feyerreisen, who specializes in family law matters, divorces, child custody, things of that nature. And Christopher Nathan, who does criminal law, mm-hmm. and is very good and was, you know, has experience. He's a public defender in Chicago. But really, the biggest part of the business at the Aronson & Moss firm is dealing with individuals who have an interest in a business of some kind, whether they own it or they're a manager for it or an employee for it. And so the other two attorneys and me deal in these matters. And the other two attorneys are, of course, Jim Aronson. A lot of people know him. He was an automobile dealer for over 20 years. You get a fantastic amount of business experience doing that. In addition to that, he's now been an attorney for 20 years and does a great job.
You know, you always just remember him from Jim Aronson from the Mercedes dealership. 20 years.
20 years.
Oh, my golly. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And the other attorney we have is Ryan Moss, and he's an individual who has an MBA. So, you know, he understands the theory of things. He's been practicing for over a dozen years, and you know, he helps people probably a little bit more than anybody else in our firm in our real estate matters.
So basically you're saying that the law firm does handle mainly a lot of business situations. Is
sure.
that right?
Sure. Yeah, you know, for example, things that we're talking about is if somebody wants to start up a company, if it's going to be a corporation or an LLC or a partnership, things of that nature. If you've got co-owners and they want to make agreements between themselves, you know, if somebody dies or becomes incapacitated, what's going to happen, or I'm going to buy you out, you're going to buy me out. We work on those kinds of agreements.
They're now, is it better to have an agreement or a partnership, or how should you work something like that?
That all depends upon the individual situation. It depends on the nature of your business, how many owners you have, and what your goals are. What we try to do is we try to help people achieve their goals in a way that fits within the law.
All right, so it's best to have you folks involved somewhere.
I think so.
Or, yes. Very good. What else are some of the items or some of the things that you work with?
Well, we've also done commercial real estate matters, franchises. If somebody needs to buy a franchise, sell a franchise, if you own one and you have a problem with the franchisor, we could help you with that. Business succession planning we work with too, and any kind of a contract dispute, if it's going to go to litigation, we can help you with that.
Now, you also mentioned, we were talking about this earlier, these covenants not to compete. Now, I mentioned something about 6 months, and you said, oh, they can go a little longer than that. So tell me about the covenants not to compete.
Right. I picked that for today's topic to focus on because it's something that comes up, at least a couple times a year for me. And I've had both business people come and ask about them and, how do we put this together so that our employees can sign them? And I've had people who've been employees come in and say, I signed this. What does it mean? Do I have to abide by it? Can I just go out and get another job? And I will look at the situation, talk to them, find out what their circumstances are, and then give them some advice.
Now, is it better to talk to you before they sign that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anything that, is going to be a promise of what you're going to do in the future that could significantly affect what you do in the future, you ought to talk to a lawyer about it to make sure you understand what it is you're signing off on.
But I've also heard that a good attorney like yourself could challenge some of those. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's go back just a little bit. A covenant not to compete or non-competition agreement is something that an employee or an officer of a company will sign. And what it says is that if my employment here ends, I agree that I am not going to that's where all kinds of variations can come in. Essentially, I'm not going to go into the same kind of business that I'm in now and set up across the street and compete against you and try to take the same customers that you have and take away your business. So it's intended to protect the employer, but it makes sense sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, and there's all kinds of variations, like you say, to that.
Right.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about that when we come back. But
absolutely.
Let's tell everybody where Aronson & Moss Law Firm is and how they would get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Aronson & Moss is located downtown Cedar Rapids. It's at 425 2nd Street Southeast. The building used to be known as the APAC building.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach us by telephone at 319-363-8199, or you can reach us on the website aronsonlaw.com, aronsonlaw.com.
Very good. Jim Raddick, my guest this morning. We're going to talk more with him when we come back. You're listening to Ask the Expert on 600 WMT.
600 WMT.
Well, welcome back to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne. Jim Raddick is my guest. Jim Raddick is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. We're talking about a lot of the business sides of things to do and things why they need an attorney. And one of them we talked about is the covenant not to compete. So now what do we do?
Right. Here's the reason I picked this topic is because, as I mentioned before, a lot of people come in and ask about it. And the common question from the employee who comes in is this agreement going to be enforceable? Obviously that's a very important question mm-hmm. for them. And here's what I have to tell them. It's interesting because the answer is that, while in each state, the law is a little bit different. Some states, they're not enforceable except in very narrow circumstances. California comes to mind there. But in Iowa, they are enforceable, but they have to be reasonable.
Now let's explain reasonable.
Yeah. Here's the situation. We don't want to restrict people from being able to go out and make an income, make a living.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free country. People ought to be able to do that. By the same token, we don't want somebody who's been running a business and has some kind of secret information or special processes, et cetera, or a group of customers to have somebody who's been working for them to learn all about that and then to walk across the street and set up shop and use all that accumulated knowledge
mm-hmm.
To compete with them. So we've got some competing interests there.
I see.
And when you look at what's reasonable, you look at those.
So we talk about enforceable, though, so that's what you're talking about, but they're also challengeable, for another word. Is that not correct?
Correct. That's correct. Here in Iowa, we have a situation that if it goes into court, the judge can say, no, this is, I believe this is wholly unreasonable. It's not going to be enforced at all. You're free to go work wherever you want to. But if the judge thinks, you know what, the employer really does have a legitimate reason to have a covenant not to compete, it's just that they went a little bit too far when they wrote the terms of it. So what I'm going to do as a judge is I'm going to pare that back, cut it down, and declare what is reasonable. So if it said you can't work for 5 years, I as a judge might say, no, that's going to be 1 year, or it's going to be 18 months. Or if it says you can't work any place in the state of Iowa, I might say, no, that only applies in eastern Iowa, or it only applies in Linn County and Johnson County, depending upon the circumstances of the people involved.
Can you give me an example of one where maybe they might challenge something? In other words, the company possibly had them sign a non-compete, but maybe they're not going to really be able to follow through with it?
One of the examples that comes to mind was actually a case that went to the Iowa Supreme Court, and it was an individual who had been working as a manager for a convenience store. They'd worked there for, 15 years or something like that, and I think actually got let go and went to go work someplace else and said, oh, wait, no, you signed this agreement. You can't do that. And the court looked at it and said, well, what is there special? What is it that you have provided to this employee that gives you the right to say he can't work there? It's not like you spent a whole lot of money training him. It's not like there's any special customer list or customer base that he has. You are doing this for no good reason, and so we're going to declare this unenforceable. You can go out and work at any convenience store you want to.
But if they would fire this individual, you'd almost think all of a sudden that would nullify the non-compete because they decided they didn't want him or her anymore.
It doesn't in every situation. In a good non-compete agreement, and this is more likely to be seen in something with, you know, your higher management people or specialists in the business, you'll negotiate all these terms and have it in writing. And what you will say a lot of times is, if we get rid of you, if we fire you for a good cause, then this is still going to apply. And that, you know, is seldom challenged. Sometimes they could be let go and maybe still have have the covenant enforced. Probably not, but, you know, you never say never in the law.
Well, you know, in this day and age, they're downsizing in a few places every once in a while. Maybe he or she didn't get let go for any reasonable cause. They just downsized.
Right.
So why would he have to? Right. Why would the covenant not to compete be enforceable?
Yeah. In most cases, it wouldn't. But as I said, each case has to be judged on its own particular facts and circumstances. And that's one of the reasons why you want to talk to an attorney about these things.
Now, you're saying that the judge is going to decide if it goes to court what is reasonable and what is not reasonable?
That's what would happen. This is not something that would go to a jury. It's what we call equitable.
Uh-huh.
And so the judge decides. But most of the time, they don't go doesn't go to court. People have to decide, do I want to take the chance or am I going to abide by it? That's why they come in and see me as an attorney or somebody else in our firm or some other lawyer and say, you know, is this going to be enforceable? And then we, you know, look at it, learn the facts, and then tell them our opinion.
So the best thing they can possibly do is before they sign anything is to call you and so that you can sit down and agree and say, these are your options.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
Now, let's in the final minute or two that we have, let's talk again about the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Or do you have another point you wanted to make on this?
I just wanted to point out that there are, you know, so many different variations that you can have here as far as what you're not allowed to do. It could be, we talked a little bit about area, you know. It could be the nature of the business itself. For example, if it was you, would you sign one that you're not going to be a radio announcer someplace? Well, does it any media? Would it be TV? You know, could you not have a newspaper column? You know, so those are some things that do it. And then there's also what you do. For some people, we just say, well, we're only going to restrict you from doing business with our existing customers. If you want to go out and try and build your own client base, go knock yourself out.
Well, that'd be kind of maybe applying to somebody that's a salesperson.
Correct. And that's where you see a lot of these with salespeople.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So they, I see. So they go in the same business. They're gonna have a non-compete along. Said, don't touch our customers.
Right. Right.
Jim Raddick is my guest this morning. Aronson & Moss Law Firm. You're located downtown, and you've personally been with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm how many years?
It'll be 6 years in just a couple months.
But an attorney a
I've
few more years.
I've been an attorney for more than 25.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So it's fun, I'm sure, to visit with people and help them in their estate planning and help them on various business ideas that they have and partnerships and things of that nature. But that's a very interesting challenge for you.
It is. It is challenging, but I like challenges, and I like helping people. And unlike litigation, when you work with people planning, et cetera, they can leave as a happy person.
That's right. So you like to see them smile.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we just I want to let's tell everybody where Aronson & Moss Law Firm is, how they would reach you, and
If you want to reach us, you can call us. Our number is 319-363-8199. We have a website we invite you to go to. It's at www.aronsonlaw.com. And we are located downtown Cedar Rapids at the 425 2nd Street Southeast.
And you have, what, five or six attorneys?
We have five attorneys doing business law, family law, criminal law, estate planning, and a little bit of bankruptcy.
Very good. Jim Wright, thanks so much for being here today. It's fun talking with you.
I enjoyed it as always.
You have a great day now.
All right. Thank you.
The preceding Ask the Expert infomercial program has been a paid presentation brought to you by Aronson & Moss Law Firm.